What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is 7 minutes after the top of the hour in the middle of America. You are listening to At Your Service on Newstalk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Kyle is here with me. We are keeping the controls rolling. You all excited about tonight? He's looking at me like, yeah, of course I am, Mike, right?
That's right.
You have to talk. See, this is how I roll. I'm not going to sit here and do 2 hours all by myself.
Let's chat.
It's all good. Hey, record cold tonight. 22 degrees. I feel bait and switch on the whole global warming thing. When was that? It was supposed to like not have winter anymore. Right. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
That's what they were supposed to say. But then again, to be fair, when I was a kid back in the early 70s, yeah, I'm that old. So they said that New York City was actually in threat of going away because of the coming ice age.
Wow.
Not kidding.
Wow.
Seriously. You can go back, Google the headlines of the coming ice age of the 70s, and they were actually talking about it. So here we are, some 50 years later, and it's going to be record cold at 22. All right. Sorry. So I hope you bundled your kids up. I feel sorry for the kids on Halloween when it's really this cold outside because you've got your costume. You're all excited. My wife found the Facebook memories that pops up, right, every so often. So, wow, this Texas-Arizona game is just getting out of hand. You're missing absolutely nothing as Texas is just doing a beatdown on the Diamondbacks right now. It's 8-0.
So 10-0.
10-0. Oh, there were more guys on. Wow. Okay. Never mind. It's like my Patrick Mahomes fantasy football team this weekend. I'm like, dude, 7 points? Seriously? But I digress. My wife found this picture today from 2004 of me dressed in a Superman outfit, my oldest son in a Batman outfit, and my youngest son in a Spider-Man outfit because they had their own superheroes that they were into, right? So we did trick-or-treating with me dressed as Superman and walked around the neighborhood. And they were so excited to have their costumes, right? So if your kid is that excited, or in my case, your grandson may be that excited, then you have to put a coat on them when they go outside. And they're like, this sucks. They may word it differently. But yes, that's exactly the attitude that you got. So tonight, we're getting people who were showing up at the house and we're handing out candy bars and stuff. So my wife remembers, oh, we have this little costume for the dog. She's only 10 pounds, right? So she's a Shih Tzu mix. So she's little bitty. And She breaks out this costume and puts it on her, and you can just see the dog. If the dog could talk, the dog would be dropping some foul language at her about, what are you doing, woman? Why did you put me in this outfit? She was not happy, but she did stop barking at the kids at that point. I think she's like, I don't know what this is. I'm just going to go lay down. Hopefully it's a bad dream. It'll all go away. Where's my treat? Like, this, something's got to happen. Anyway, happy Halloween. I hope your Halloween day has been good. If you are trick-or-treating or had been trick-or-treating, I hope that went off well. By the way, my neighbor, as I'm leaving, comes out and he says hi and fist bumps me on the way out. And Brian is standing there in a sniper's outfit. So, you know, the whole grass thing, like I'm hid, you can't see me. That's exactly what I look like. I know some of those kids' costumes got ruined tonight when he popped up out of the grass and they were just soiling themselves as they're coming up. I'm like, are you just out here scaring the kids? He's like, yep, but I'm racking up on some Halloween candy. He said, I'm taking in more than I'm giving out. I said, well, that's businesses are surviving that way.
It's all about the profit.
It is all about the profit. I was just laughing. He came walking out. I'm like, that is so funny. We used to have, we have a small neighborhood, and there's only 46 homes in there. And it used to be that everybody, when we first moved in 20-some years ago, everybody had little kids. And they would break the fire pits out at the end of the driveway, and everybody would have chili. So you kind of did this little chili tasting contest as you walked through and took your kids around and everybody handed out stuff. I mean, it was really fun. Over the years, the neighborhood has kind of turned over and all those kids grew up. Now we're starting to get the next phase through, but it doesn't cost me nearly as much in candy. So there is that. We're saving on that part. Hey, we've got a jam-packed show tonight. I know you're probably thinking, this guy's just rambling on. He's probably got nothing going on. We actually do. So I don't know if you heard about this story, because KMOX covered it when it happened. And earlier this week, Novelis, which is a restaurant on Main Street in St. Charles, changed their restaurant to be kosher for a day. And you may be thinking, so what? Actually, that's a really big deal. To take your entire restaurant kosher is a big undertaking. But we're going to talk to Rabbi Lambda, who is out in St. Charles. And this guy wins the award for Jewish Ambassador of the Year. This guy is at everything. He's with the chambers. He's at Vision. He does a little bit of everything. So he's going to talk a little bit about the process that went through that. And I just appreciate the fact that the folks of St. Charles really came out. They sold out two settings, seatings for dinner. And it was not cheap. It was $100 a head to come out and be a part of this. But the money was all donated to a charitable cause that is benefiting the Israeli effort of what's going on since they have been brutally attacked by Hamas. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about that. Last Tuesday when I was here, we talked to St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter, and I intended to talk to him about the real estate tax freeze for seniors. But the county council, in their infinite wisdom, popped up this whole open carry ban that they put into place. And I didn't plan on talking to him a whole time, but I promised Mark, hey, we're going to come back and talk about what we planned on talking about. So we're going to do that a little bit later on. Steve Melman is St. Charles County Executive. Steve is one of those guys who has a history across the spectrum. He used to be a history teacher. He became an attorney. He served in the state legislature as both a rep and a senator. He was a circuit judge. And he's been the county executive in St. Charles for 17 years. He's got a pretty good perspective when it comes to politics and how things are today. So we're going to talk to Steve about that. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Angel Magazzano. Angel has got a group called Little Black Book. It is a group of ladies that are the most get-it-done kind of ladies you've ever met in your life. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then not a lot of politics tonight, but Paul Berry III is a guy who, if you live in the St. Louis area, you've probably heard his name, and he is running for lieutenant governor. So we're going to talk to Paul as well. We are going to talk to Rabbi Lambda on the other side of this break. It is at your service. My name is Mike Elam. We appreciate you taking some time on this Halloween night, especially if you're an Arizona Diamondbacks. You need something besides that ball game to watch. So at least we've got some listening pleasure that we're going to spend some time together. So thanks for hanging out on the Voice of St. Louis, News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Have you ever eaten at a kosher restaurant? Well, let me ask you this. You ever eaten at a restaurant that was kosher for a day? That's what happened last week. Novelis actually changed the restaurant over for a day to help out, just to raise some cause and show some support for what's going on with the nation of Israel. And Rabbi Haim Lambda was involved in this whole situation. He's become a good friend, and he is the most active guy in St. Charles County because I see him everywhere. Rabbi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm better now because I'm talking to you. Man, you have really just, you've hit St. Charles like a storm, and I mean that in a good way. I was just talking to Mark Hollander earlier today with Vision St. Charles, and we were just talking about the fact of how you're everywhere, and you've really done a great job to really highlight the Jewish faith in St. Charles County. And this whole dinner with Novelis was a great idea, and I wanted to get your perspective because I was reading a story about it, and I know KMOX did a feature story about it when it happened. This was hard. to get done, wasn't it? I mean, there was a lot that went into it.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for your kind words. I really think St. Charles is the amazing place that has really uplifted and elevated the Jewish community. So I appreciate the words, but I think a lot of the credit goes to the people of St. Charles, including
you. That's very nice of you to say.
It's a huge amount of work. It's a huge amount of work. Listen, raising money and showing support for Israel is important, and it's touching when you see it. For a local business to go kosher, to make the effort to go kosher and be committed to that just for one night, it makes it all the more meaningful. It's I'll tell you the backstory, how this kind of happened.
I would love to hear this.
Sure. So it was, I want to say the day of the week was Tuesday or Monday. And I get a call. I thought I knew who it was that was calling. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there soon. And I totally forgot about, there's a lot on my mind. And the truth is, everything going on in Israel was really just, you know, without time to process, and you're reading all this news, it was weighing on me, and it made me just totally, I don't know, I was forgetting stuff. I wasn't in a good space. Anyways, I missed the meeting. He calls back. I said, I'm coming. This happened four times.
No way.
I ended up going to the wrong place. And then when he finally called, I said, I'm on my way. I come. It's Novellas. The owners are sitting there, and they share this idea that they have. And they want to go kosher. And they want all the money to go to the people of Israel. They're completely they were having a difficult time. The owner shared with me that the day before he was watching TV and he saw the news, and it was heartbroken. And he decided that he had to do something. And what he decided to do, and I'm sitting there listening to all of this, what he decided to do is to go kosher. He's going to take his restaurant. He's a co-owner in the restaurant. His other co-owner was there. And he's all the proceeds that are going to come in are going to go to the people of Israel, which ended up actually, it's 16,000 meals.
Wow.
That are, a lot of it has been delivered. It's going to continue to be delivered to the people in Israel who are displaced. Anyway, he's sharing this, and then he says, and I want to match dollar for dollar up to $50,000.
Wow.
I literally got goosebumps, but I needed that so bad. And it really uplifted me, kind of pulled me out of this, it was a downer. It was hard. It was hard. And like so many Jews, just people around the world, there's no way to really process this. We're not made, our soul is too sensitive to see these images. It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And anyway, I told him, I said, you realize going kosher is like it's not going to be easy. And especially like you want to do this very soon, it's going to be really hard. He said, we're going kosher. I said, okay.
Was this Bob or was this Joe?
Both.
Okay.
It was both. A lot of the idea was Bob's, the initial idea, and Joe was just so persistent in a good way. And nothing, there wasn't going to be anything that was going to stop them from getting this done. People asked me about this. I said, this wasn't from the head. This was from the heart. It makes no sense. And that's beyond that they were completely moved and they wanted to be there. They wanted to be there to show support to the Jewish community, to Israel, and to really send a message that, no, you're not alone. There's people who appreciate you. And that message was received in a big way 2 hours after the link went live to $100 a head. And two hours after it went live, we were completely sold out. It was two seatings, close to 200 people that were accommodated, and many, many thousands of dollars that were raised. But in the most beautiful, kind, generous way, it just, I want to read something. I pulled this up right before I got on. I want to read this. This is someone in Chicago writing this.
Okay.
And she's writing this. Someone else had posted about what's going on. I'm talking about this is going on all over the country. Israel, the most widely read paper in Israel, did an article on
about this dinner.
Yeah, people are totally
totally
touched by this. And the fact that both owners, that they're not Jewish, the fact that it's a non-kosher establishment, and just done in the most heartwarming way. So let me read this to you. She writes, this is a comment on a post about what's going on. Donated. We were so blown away. This is someone in Chicago. We were so blown away by him kosherizing the restaurant that we were going to make the six-hour drive to thank the owner for his support. But all reservations were sold out, exclamation mark. What a beautiful show of support for Israel. And the calls, I've been getting calls from all over the place. People are absolutely moved. And I think for me personally, what this was, it's so easy to get caught up in the darkness, in the hate. And it's real. It's a scary time. This is a scary time. And I people are shooken up, you know, Jews and in America, it's on our campuses.
Right.
We're seeing all over the country, and it's really worrisome to see what's going on in Russia. Those images, it's real. And I think it's natural to focus on the people that hate you. And then when you're reminded of the people that absolutely love you, good people, and people who will extend themselves and do something of this nature, do something that really says in every single way, we're there for you, we stand with you, we love you, we appreciate you, we care for you, it does something extra special.
Talking with Rabbi Chaim Lambda, I just wanted to remind people about who you are, and we've only got a couple of minutes left here, but I wanted to touch on the fact, like, you just had the Jewish festival at the Foundry Arts Center that just happened, that was very well attended, is your exhibit still up in the Foundry Arts Center?
Yeah, the exhibit is up till November 18th.
That's right. So you can...
Being Jewish in St. Charles.
Which, what an amazing time that you couldn't have known, right, that this was going to happen. I mean, none of us knew. But you're seeing this amazing tragedy, and I wish I had horrific would be a better word to say, something that we haven't seen in our lifetime, of a tragedy this bad. And I can't imagine the heartbreak of being Jewish and having people on American campuses come out and say, this is all fake. It didn't happen. They weren't attacked. It's all made up. And it's one of those kind of things that, you know, for most of us, we heard about these things happening in the 30s in Germany. But it didn't happen, you know, it's not an American thing. It wouldn't happen, you know, here. We wouldn't turn our backs on Israel. And then you're seeing it. I mean, we were just in New York. My wife and I were just in New York, and we landed in New York on the 8th, the day after this happened. And we were seeing, you know, some of this was just starting to spill out into the streets in New York. So I understand when you talk about the darkness that you must feel. I understand that from a knowledge point of view. But I feel for you. And we've gotten to know each other. And like I said, you've just poured your heart into St. Charles. And I think this was St. Charles's way of saying, hey, man, we hear you. We're with you. We want you to know that we care about you. We care about the Jewish people. We care about the people in Israel. We want to stand with you. We want to do something to support. And it's a feel-good story for me that says, hey, it's not a dark world everywhere. There are people that are points of light. There are people that are here to stand with you. And I hope that the Jewish people understand there are a lot of people around the world who aren't protesting. They're not standing with Hamas, and they understand what your people have gone through. And they're here to say, hey, man, whatever it takes, we're going to stand with you, and we're going to stand together. So I know it's just a few minutes tonight to talk, but I wanted to share that story because we need some good news right now.
Yes.
We need something to celebrate that is a positive story.
We have to make that news. We have to make that news. Share that light.
We do. So I appreciate you taking some time. People can, do they need tickets to get to the Foundry Art Center and see the exhibit?
Whenever the Foundry is open, they are welcome to join.
So you
and
can
check out the exhibit. It's about 2,000 square feet dedicated to telling the story of the Jews of St. Charles in the most beautiful way.
So it's a great opportunity to stop by, see the story. Rabbi, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything
you're doing.
Thanks for taking some time with us tonight on KMOX and just share that story. And I look forward to seeing you around the ranch out in St. Charles soon.
Likewise. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Take care.
You well.
That is Rabbi Chaim Landa. It's it is a dark time in our country, you know? And sometimes we just need to pause and look around and get away from the media and experience just a great story. I mean, these are people who had no connection at all. But like he said, you know, it hurts your heart when you see stuff like this. And it's one thing to say, I care. It's another thing to step up and take a big step like that and actually do something to help out fellow human beings. Plus, it makes you feel really good after you do it. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight on At Your Service. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter. Speaking of doing good things for good people, he was the driving force behind getting the real estate tax freeze for seniors in St. Louis County. And we're going to talk to Mark on the other side, get more details about that, because they did it a little different than what other folks are doing. My name is Mike Elam. You are hopefully having a wonderful Halloween evening, and we appreciate being a part of your night right here on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Had a little miscommunication with Mark Carter, so we're going to catch up with Mark a little bit later on. But we have County Executive Steve Ellman, who is going to join us here. He is just getting to his destination, so we're going to connect here with Steve in just a second. Steve's a guy who has a long career. He was a history teacher. Then he went and got his law degree, practiced law for a while. He was a state rep, state senator, associate judge, circuit judge. Then he became the director of administration in St. Charles County. And for the last 17 years, he has been the county executive. So when we start talking about politics and how things are today, Steve has a very long view of everything that has taken place, and he's seen a little bit of everything. So we are excited to have him as a guest today. Is Steve on the line? Are we good to go? No, not for a second. All right, I'll give you just a second. He's just wrapping up to getting where he's going to go. I appreciated the fact of Rabbi Lambda and everything that's been going on in St. Charles. I just felt like that was a great feel-good story, and getting the opportunity to share that. I did not know that that's a story that is covering the rest of the United States and is getting out to the Jewish community there and making it all the way to Europe and to Israel. And people are finding out about that story there. I mean, it's really turning out to be a feel-good story that's hitting at a time when we need some really good news. We've got enough of the hate and everything that seems to be going on lately. And it seems like we're finding out who we are as a country. There's been a lot of things that have been under the surface, and nobody's really been paying attention. But you need that catalyst to really unveil what was truly there. And I think we're starting to see it. And there has been awakening of what's going on in college campuses, that people are really being called to account. And the things that I know it's an old expression of The chickens have come home to roost, and you've heard that a number of times. Having trouble connecting? So having some issues in connecting with county executives, so we'll find out about that. Do you want to see if we can get Mark on the phone? See if we can get him. We're going back and forth. So thanks for playing live radio with us. You never really know what's going to happen. that's just how it works out. So hopefully we'll get Mark or Steve on the phone and we'll find out what's going on there. And hopefully the other one will catch up a little bit later on this hour. But you're seeing that whole college campus thing that's been going on where we just haven't paid attention to what's being taught. And we haven't paid attention to what our students are hearing. And now all of a sudden, this is really starting to play out. And I think you're going to see some real changes happen on college campuses around the country because you're seeing the donor class say, enough is enough. I'm tired of seeing all this. Speaking of enough is enough, Mark Carter is joining us on the phone. Mark, how are you?
Hey, happy Halloween to you.
Hey, man, sorry about all the back and forth and not being able to connect, but enough is enough is kind of what it came to with senior real estate taxes. You have been leading this charge. You were the first one out of the box when the legislature passed this bill earlier in the year. You were the very first one who brought it up in any county in the state of Missouri. And it took a while to get everybody on board with it, but you were able to get this done. But yours is a little different than what some of the other ones are. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of explain that. So thanks for coming on tonight.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. First off, I just want to keep all the expectations at the correct level here. We haven't Sam Page has not signed the bill yet.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Got the cart before the horse.
Tomorrow's the deadline. So he has three things he can do. He can sign the bill that we passed. He can veto it and send it back to the council to try to get a fifth vote. Or he can just let it go and not do anything, which it then becomes law. So tomorrow is the 15th day. So we're waiting for that to happen. We hope he signs it or doesn't sign it. Either way, we win, and the people of St. Louis, the seniors of St. Louis County, will get a nice perk.
So in the bill that got passed in St. Charles, we did 62, and there's no income restrictions or anything like that. It's kind of a straight bill. Just because we thought that the legislature is probably going to go back and take a second bite of this apple. But you guys, you made it 68, is that correct?
No, 67, which 67. Is full retirement age at this point, yes.
Okay.
It's when you have seven Republicans, it's a lot easier to get things done.
It really is, you know, and I hope that for St. Louis County one day. God love you for fighting the good fight.
So, as most people know, we've got three Republicans and four Democrats, and so when I tried to pass my version of it early on, it failed 3-4. So, my Democrat colleagues, we just needed one more vote, and so we kind of threw different ideas at them to see what it would take to get their vote, and and so a couple of things we made different in our bill than the St. Charles bill is that we capped the value of the property at $550,000. So anyone above that does not qualify for the freeze. We also went to full retirement age. It says retirement age, so we wanted to specify that and clarify that from the bill that was passed in the county, in the state. And then we also put a five-year sunset on it so that we can go back after we get, two assessment cycles out of this. We can go back and see, is this making a difference or not? And we can renew it or not at that five-year period. So that way this thing, if it's good, I'm sure they'll keep it. If it's not doing what it's supposed to do, the board at that time in 5 years from now can decide if they want to keep it in place.
Talking with Mark Carter,
some major changes.
Talking with Mark Carter, St. Louis County Council. So you're waiting for the county executive to either sign it, or if he takes no action, then it goes into effect automatically, correct?
Correct.
And this is going to be done on
charter.
Right. This is going to be done on the valuation of the homes in 2024 or 2023?
No, it'd be by the time the people won't be able to use the credit until 2024.
Okay,
so it's going to take about a year to implement it, to work out the bugs, and we also made it so that you apply for it. You don't automatically get it because we have no idea how old people are.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans. Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Keelum, you are hopefully having a wonderful Halloween evening, and we appreciate being a part of your night right here on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Had a little miscommunication with Mark Carter, so we're going to catch up with Mark a little bit later on. But we have County Executive Steve Ellman, who is going to join us here. He is just getting to his destination, so we're going to connect here with Steve in just a second. Steve's a guy who has a long career. He was a history teacher. Then he went and got his law degree, practiced law for a while. He was a state rep, state senator, associate judge, circuit judge. Then he became the director of administration in St. Charles County. And for the last 17 years, he has been the county executive. So when we start talking about politics and how things are today, Steve has a very long view of everything that has taken place, and he's seen a little bit of everything. So we are excited to have him as a guest today. Is Steve on the line? Are we good to go? No, not for a second. All right, I'll give you just a second. He's just wrapping up to getting where he's going to go. I appreciated the fact of Rabbi Lambda and everything that's been going on in St. Charles. I just felt like that was a great feel-good story, and getting the opportunity to share that. I did not know that that's a story that is covering the rest of the United States and is getting out to the Jewish community there and making it all the way to Europe and to Israel. And people are finding out about that story there. I mean, it's really turning out to be a feel-good story that's hitting at a time when we need some really good news. We've got enough of the hate and everything that seems to be going on lately. And it seems like we're finding out who we are as a country. There's been a lot of things that have been under the surface, and nobody's really been paying attention. But you need that catalyst to really unveil what was truly there. And I think we're starting to see it. And there has been awakening of what's going on in college campuses, that people are really being called to account. And the things that I know it's an old expression of the chickens have come home to roost, and you've heard that a number of times, having trouble connecting. So having some issues in connecting with county executives. So we'll find out about that. Do you want to see if we can get Mark on the phone? See if we can get him. We're going back and forth. So thanks for playing live radio with us. You never really know what's going to happen. That's just how it works out. So hopefully we'll get Mark or Steve on the phone, and we'll find out what's going on there. And hopefully the other one will catch up a little bit later on this hour. But you're seeing that whole college campus thing that's been going on where we just haven't paid attention to what's being taught, and we haven't paid attention to what our students are hearing. And now all of a sudden, this is really starting to play out. And I think you're going to see some real changes happen on college campuses around the country, because you're seeing the donor class say, enough is enough. I'm tired of seeing all this. Speaking of enough is enough, Mark Carter is joining us on the phone. Mark, how are you?
Hey, happy Halloween to you.
Hey, man, sorry about all the back and forth and not being able to connect, but enough is enough is kind of what it came to with senior real estate taxes. You have been leading this charge. You were the first one out of the box when the legislature passed this bill earlier in the year. You were the very first one who brought it up in any county in the state of Missouri. And it took a while to get everybody on board with it, but you were able to get this done. But yours is a little different than what some of the other ones are. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of explain that. So thanks for coming on tonight.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. First off, I just want to keep all the expectations at the correct level here. We haven't Sam Page has not signed the bill yet.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Got the cart before the horse.
Tomorrow's the deadline. So he has three things he can do. He can sign the bill that we passed. He can veto it and send it back to the council to try to get a fifth vote. Or he can just let it go and not do anything, which it then becomes law. So tomorrow is the 15th day. So we're waiting for that to happen. We hope he signs it or doesn't sign it. Either way, we win. And the people of St. Louis, the seniors of St. Louis County will get a nice perk.
So in the bill that got passed in St. Charles, we did 62, and there's no income restrictions or anything like that. It's kind of a straight bill. Just because we thought that the legislature is probably going to go back and take a second bite of this apple. But you guys, you made it 68. Is that correct?
No, 67, which 67. Is full retirement age at this point. Yes.
Okay.
It's when you have seven Republicans, it's a lot easier to get things done.
It really is, you know, and I hope that for St. Louis County one day. God love you for fighting the good fight.
So, as most people know, we've got three Republicans and four Democrats. And so when I tried to pass my version of it early on, it failed 3-4. So my Democrat colleagues, we just needed one more vote. And so we kind of threw different ideas at them to see what it would take to get their vote. And so a couple of things we made different in our bill than the St. Charles bill is that we capped the value of the property at $550,000. So anyone above that does not qualify for the freeze. We also went to full retirement age. It says retirement age, so we wanted to specify that and clarify that from the bill that was passed in the state. And then we also put a 5-year sunset on it so that we can go back after we get, you know, 2 assessment cycles out of this. We can go back and see, you know, is this making a difference or not? And we can renew it or not at that 5-year period. So that way this thing, if it's good, I'm sure they'll keep it. If it's not doing what it's supposed to do, you know, the board at that time in 5 years from now can decide if they want to keep it in place.
Talking with Mark Carter.
Some major changes.
Talking with Mark Carter, St. Louis County Council. So you're waiting for the county executive to either sign it, or if he takes no action, then it goes into effect automatically, correct?
Correct.
And this is going to be done on
charter.
Right. This is going to be done on the valuation of the homes in 2024 or 2023?
No, it'd be by the time the people won't be able to use the credit until 2024.
Okay.
So it's going to take about a year to implement it, to work out the bugs. And we also made it so that you apply for it. You don't automatically get it because we have no idea how old people are at any one time. So at least the first go around, they're going to have to either go online or fill out a card that says, yes, I qualify under these circumstances, if they want it. And that's also good too. If the market takes a dump here and heads down, in the value of homes, then they probably won't need the freeze. But if things keep going the way they're going and the prices keep going up on homes, in the aggregate, then they could apply for it and see if it makes a difference in their tax bill.
Fantastic. So they are going to have to apply. So they're going to get that done, assuming that the bill goes into effect and the county executive doesn't veto it. Do you foresee him taking any action that would be detrimental to the bill, or do you think this is going to go through?
I'm optimistic that it will go through, but I've seen crazier situations before.
You saw crazier situations last Tuesday. So, you know, there is always something that could rear its head.
And that's the thing. It's very problematic when you're dealing with a different level of government, the executives, separate but equal form of government, and we have to deal with that based on our charter, and he has that right to do what we said before about either sign it, veto it, or let it go. And I'm hoping that he either signs it or doesn't do anything with it, and it will still become law.
Well, that is Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council. I appreciate you fighting the good fight, man. I know sometimes you've got to feel like you're on an island in St. Louis County. So I appreciate the fact that you always seem to have your nose in there. I know you're also running for state senate. And the next time we get a chance to catch up, I would love to talk to you more about that race and what's going on there. But in the meantime, I hope your Halloween has been a good one, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the evening.
Yeah, we were out with the grandkids tonight and had to get home so I could talk to you guys. And it was a lot of kids out in my son's neighborhood, and the kids were out, and it was cold, but there was a lot of kids out. So I hope that's the same across the region.
Well, hopefully everybody had a good evening, and I appreciate your time, and we will catch up with you soon.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
That's Mark Carter, St. Louis County Council. We are going to catch up with Steve Ellman, I hope, on the other side of this break and get a couple of minutes to talk politics with Steve real quick. It's Mike Elam at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It is 52 minutes past the hour in the middle of America. This is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. And we are joined by St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. Steve, how are you, sir?
Fine, Mike. How about yourself?
You know, now that I have you on the phone, life is good. You know, sometimes there's operator error, and in this case, it was mine. So that's exactly how it goes. Sometimes you just say, I'm really sorry, but I appreciate your patience, and I'm always glad when I get the opportunity to talk to you, because these days, it seems like the political world gets a little bit more crazy every day. I get to one of those times that I'm like, I don't think things can get any more crazy, and then somebody, generally speaking in the Republican Party lately, says, here, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, and there are some Democrats doing the same thing. And, you know, the voters hopefully will be smart enough to know the difference between public servants on the one hand who try to solve problems and stuntmen or women on the other hand who are simply trying to get attention. But I think there's a lot of the latter going on nowadays, and hopefully voters will see through that.
You know, somebody who seems to be a superstar in the stunt world, as you call it, I love that, is Cori Bush. She always seems to be on the edge of doing something, whether it's camping out on the steps of the Capitol or saying something just off the wall. But it looks like she's going to have a strong competitor in running for re-election now.
Well, she needs to. And yes, you know, the things that she said are obviously, I disagree with them, but she could have expressed them in a more diplomatic sort of way. Instead, you know, it was very inflammatory, some of the things that she said, just really not necessary, and doesn't really, again, go towards solving any problem. It just gets her the kind of attention that the politicians seem to want. And in some cases, you guys in the media demand before you'll cover us.
Well, of course, that's what we're here for, right?
Well, the 24/7 news cycle has really, I think, created a different ethic in the political world. And it's people used to come home from Jefferson City, at least I did, and try to tell people about, hey, we solved this problem, we solved that problem. We tried to solve this third problem, but we didn't quite get it, but we're going to be back again next year. Instead, you know, again, it's more, hey, look what I did. I shut down the Senate, or I burned a bunch of boxes to show how tough I am. Cori Bush is doing it on the left, and we got some stuntmen on the right too.
Well, so I haven't had a chance to catch up with you. By the way, Wesley Bell, St. Louis prosecuting attorney, is the one, I forgot to say his actual name. He is the one who is challenging Cori Bush, and obviously that is a strong Democrat seat.
I don't know Wesley that well. I've met him and talked to him maybe two or three times, but you know, a mutual friend says he's very talented and very ambitious.
He's at least come out and talked about the fact that her defund the police stance was idiotic. And he has also come out and said, we need to stand with Israel. Because if you look at District 1 and you look at the new lines that got drawn for that district, you've got a lot of Creve Coeur. You've got a lot of University City. You've got a lot of St. Louis Jewish community that is in that district.
By the way, he did a good job with Rabbi Landa.
Rabbi Landa's just he's a rock,
he's an amazing young man,
Charles.
Isn't he?
He really is.
Yeah,
and I'm,
he's really made an impression with a lot of folks.
I'm so proud of St. Charles, and you know, Bob and Joe and the owners at Novellis are just fantastic guys anyway. It's a great restaurant, but to step up and do something like that is, it just makes you feel good, right? So it makes your heart feel good. Hey, I'm sorry to only have a minute left for you to talk about this, but I wanted to get your feedback on.
Well, we kind of teased the audience. We can come back and give them more later.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you have time, I may call you back next hour, and we can continue this conversation. But
I was watching the World Series, but it's 10-1, so yeah. I'll have to find a good movie or something. But I'll be here if you want to call back.
The World Series really isn't worth it today. It's just not looking pretty. I did want to get your take on, and if you have time, I will take you up on at about a half hour or so to call you back and have a conversation. But I want to get your take on what's going on in Washington, D.C., with the craziness of the speaker, with all of these bills that are pending. And are we going to be able to do what you were saying? Are there elected officials that are going to be able to get things done? So I look forward to catching up with you a little bit later on. I'll let you get PJs on so you can get all set and get ready for a longer conversation that we can have later on in the next hour.
I'm ready, man.
Well, I'll look forward to talking to you. It's County Executive Steve Ellman. We will continue this conversation later on. We are going to talk to the leaders of LBB. You'll find out what that is on the other side on KMOX. break and get a couple of minutes to talk politics with Steve real quick. It's Mike Elam at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It is 52 minutes past the hour in the middle of America. This is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. And we are joined by St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. Steve, how are you, sir?
Fine, Mike. How about yourself?
You know, now that I have you on the phone, life is good. You know, sometimes there's operator error, and in this case, it was mine. So that's exactly how it goes. Sometimes you just say, I'm really sorry, but I appreciate your patience, and I'm always glad when I get the opportunity to talk to you, because these days, it seems like the political world gets a little bit more crazy every day. I get to one of those times that I'm like, I don't think things can get any more crazy, and then somebody, generally speaking in the Republican Party lately, says, here, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, and there are some Democrats doing the same thing. And, you know, the voters hopefully will be smart enough to know the difference between public servants on the one hand who try to solve problems and stuntmen or women on the other hand who are simply trying to get attention. But I think there's a lot of the latter going on nowadays. And hopefully voters will see through that.
You know, somebody who seems to be a superstar in the stunt world, as you call it, I love that, is Cori Bush. She always seems to be on the edge of doing something, whether it's camping out on the steps of the Capitol or saying something just off the wall. But it looks like she's going to have a strong competitor in running for re-election now.
Well, she needs to. And yes, you know, the things that she said are obviously I disagree with them, but she could have expressed them in a more diplomatic sort of way. Instead, you know, it was very inflammatory. Some of the things that she said, just really not necessary and doesn't really, again, go towards solving any problem. It just gets her the kind of attention that that politicians seem to want. And in some cases, you guys in the media demand before you'll cover us.
Well, of course, that's what we're here for, right?
Well, the 24/7 news cycle has really, I think, created a different ethic in the political world. And people used to come home from Jefferson City, or at least I did, and try to tell people about, hey, we solved this problem, we solved that problem. We tried to solve this third problem, but we didn't quite get it, but we're going to be back again next year. Instead, you know, again, it's more, hey, look what I did. I shut down the Senate, or I burned a bunch of boxes to show how tough I am. Cori Bush is doing it on the left, and we got some stuntmen on the right, too.
Well, so I haven't had a chance to catch up with you. By the way, Wesley Bell, St. Louis prosecuting attorney, is the one, I forgot to say his actual name. He is the one who is challenging Cori Bush. And obviously, that is a strong Democrat seat.
I don't know Wesley that well. I've met him and talked to him maybe two or three times. But, you know, a mutual friend says he's very talented and very ambitious.
He's at least come out and talked about the fact that her defund the police stance was idiotic. And he has also come out and said, we need to stand with Israel. Because if you look at District 1 and you look at the new lines that got drawn for that district, you've got a lot of Creve Coeur, you've got a lot of University City, you've got a lot of St. Louis Jewish community that is in that district.
By the way, he did a good job with Rabbi Landa.
Rabbi Landa is just—he's a rock,
an amazing
star
young man, isn't he?
He really is.
Yeah,
and I'm,
he's really made an impression with a lot of folks.
I'm so proud of St. Charles, and you know, Bob and Joe and the owners at Novellis are just fantastic guys. Anyway, it's a great restaurant, but to step up and do something like that is—it just makes you feel good, right? So it makes your heart feel good. Hey, I'm sorry to only have a minute left for you to talk about this, but I wanted to get your feedback on...
Well, we kind of teased the audience. We can come back and give them more later.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you have time, I may call you back next hour, and we can continue this conversation. But
I was watching the World Series, but it's 10-1, so yeah. I'll have to find a good movie or something. But I'll be here if you want to call back.
The World Series really isn't worth it today. It's just not looking pretty. I want to get your take on, and if you have time, I will take you up on at about a half hour or so to call you back and have a conversation. But I want to get your take on what's going on in Washington, D.C., with the craziness of the speaker, with all of these bills that are pending. And are we going to be able to do what you were saying? Are there elected officials that are going to be able to get things done? So I'll look forward to catching up with you a little bit later on. I'll let you get PJs on so you can get all set and get ready for a longer conversation that we can have later on in the next hour.
I'm ready, man.
Well, I'll look forward to talking to you. This is County Executive Steve Ellman. We will continue this conversation later on. We are going to talk to the leaders of LBB. You'll find out what that is on the other side on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.